Over the next year, WNYC will be listening in on some of the political conversations taking place in our area to find out what people really think of the presidential candidates. WNYC's Jim Colgan visited the Dog Run in Tompkins Square Park in the East Village. Here's what he heard.
Goose, come here.
That you're an argument.
They love each other, but they're noisy with each other.
Yeah.
If you were to compare any of the presidential candidates to dog breeds, what would that be?
Oh, that's a really good question. Okay, let's see. For the Democrats, Hillary, maybe bulldog.
Hillary is more like a barking animal. Like, she'd chirp, she'd bark a lot, but probably pretty harmless.
Oh, definitely a sheepdog.
Do you care about the recent campaign finance filings, the information about that coming out?
Well, it's important because it's going to affect how able the candidates are to carry out their run for the presidency.
It seemed like they could raise more money. I'm surprised that someone like Hillary Clinton can only raise $34 million, but I guess that's because of campaign finance laws and they can only raise a certain amount. So,
I really think that it's the issues. If there was someone, even if they're not the most well-funded campaign, if you agree with their issues, that should be what drives how you vote.
Giuliani, probably a pit bull.
Bulldog.
Giuliani. A mutt.
What's the most important issue for you?
Probably foreign policy.
It'd be foreign policy, but followed closely by... No, it'd be foreign policy, because the president is the commander-in-chief.
Definitely not Iraq. And I'm just upset that that sort of ends up being what it's going to be about. Obviously, I wish that the war would end and everything, but it seems like a big distraction of more social issues that aren't really being looked at that much. Barack Obama, I don't even know if he has a dog. Does he have a dog?
I don't know. I'll find out.
I don't know. What do you think?
I'd compare him more to our dog, kind of a very sociable, everyone likes him.
Yeah.
He can kind of be friends with everybody, but he's got a little toughness to him, too.
Yeah, he's a little white one that's wrestling around.
Oh. We like Obama. You know, I just don't think it's going to be his year yet.
But what kind of a dog?
Doberman.
Do you follow the Republicans at all? Do you have any interest in what they're doing?
Interest as in...
do you watch the campaign? Do you follow, like, what Giuliani's saying or doing or how he's being perceived?
Yeah, I follow a bit, but not because I'm interested in that I can be swayed.
I do. That's a more interesting campaign because there's more going on between the candidates, so...
It makes my stomach turn sometimes. It's not that I don't want to hear what they have to say. It's just that I don't believe anything that they had to say, you know?
It's fun to compare them to dogs because it kind of takes them down a notch, you know?
Right.
Brings them down to your level more.
Thompson is definitely like an old St. Bernard. He even looks like an old St. Bernard. Like, he just wants to go to sleep in the corner.
That was Hugh Allen, Aaron Martinez, Gary Rosso, and Kate and Lisa Rogale at the East Village Dog Run in Tompkins Square Park, being interviewed by WNYC's Jim Colgan.